Space, an adventure with Rocky Spahn.
Rocky, Mitch, and Di are back on Earth, sitting back comfortably in the dining room of the spaceport at the end of an excellent meal. Well, I certainly feel a better man for that meal, Mitch.
Yeah, me too, Rocky boy. Giggle of grasshoppers, I'd forgotten how scrumptious Earth food can be. You know what? I reckon eating's my favorite hobby. Well, practically, anyway. You know, steak smothered in mushrooms, oh, delicious.
Yes, it's really good to be back again. Though, after Murata's lighter gravity, I'm still not properly adjusted to Earth.
Me either. You know, when I walk, I feel like I'm stuck to the floor. That brink of liquid, still, they pour so easily, I'm never ready for them.
Yeah, I noticed you tipped more coffee down your shirt front than you managed to swallow.
Oh, I wondered why you didn't seem so thirsty. I wonder what's keeping Di so low.
Oh, she's probably having a whale of a time in front of a mirror somewhere, making up her face.
Makeup. The minute we hit Earth, this always happens. She gets busy on her renovations. Hey, Rocky, there's no news about what sort of job they've got lined up for us next, is there?
No, Mitch. Just a confirmation of the message we got out in space.
Hello, what does this character want?
See? Yeah, looks like a messenger.
Hey, are you Rocky Star Police Mister?
Yeah, that's right.
Gee, I didn't think it'd really be you. Oh, gee.
Yeah, well, look, if Rocky's Exhibit A, I'm Exhibit B. So just get a load of Mitch, boy. Just get a load of Mitch.
Mitch?
Yeah, you can tell your friend you met Mitch in person.
Mitch?
That's me.
Mitch who? Oh, who is he, Mr. Star? I never heard of him.
You what? You never heard of... He never heard him.
Hey, let's have
Why,
that message. You better clear out of here before he bursts a blood vessel.
He never heard him.
It's a radiogram, Mr. Star.
Okay, thanks.
Never. Look, where you been living? Hey, lame brain, come here. What do you know about that? He bolted like a rabbit before I could even explain to you. Never heard of me, he said. For all I've done, gratitude. Hey, what's the message, Rocky boy? Orders at last?
Yeah. In a way. Yeah, read it for yourself.
Thanks. Rocky Star, please take first transoceanic rocket for London. Urgent mission waiting. Request all speed. The president of the Solar Council, huh? Hey, looks like this might be it, all right.
Yeah, better make a start right away. Like to come, too?
Oh, not this baby. My name wasn't mentioned, remember? Now it's me for a nice long rest. Unless you really want me, Rocky.
No. You can let Di know where I've disappeared to. London, eh? Yeah, I wonder what's in the wind this time.
Rocky leaves the dining room, hurries to the nearest phone, and books a passage on the first rocket for London. Soon the great silver ship is streaking through the stratosphere at tremendous speed. In a matter of hours, Rocky is being ushered along a corridor in the administrative headquarters of the Solar Council. His guide stops outside a certain door.
Rocky Star, sir.
Oh, come in, Star, come in. You've made good time.
Well, the message said the matter was urgent, sir.
Yes, it is. Sit down, Rocky.
Thank you. Well, what this time? None of your staff would tell me a thing. Is it a secret?
Well, yes. Just one moment. There are some people in the next room I'd like you to meet.
Will you come in now, please?
Rocky Star, may I introduce Wilhelm Kromatz, Governor of the Federated States of Europe.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Wallace Rankin, World Professor of Nuclear Electronics.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Please, Mr. Star, has the matter been explained to you?
No, sir. I'm still waiting to hear.
Briefly, Rocky, the position is this. Three youngsters have got hold of a spacecraft and gone off on a sort of space joyride.
A space joyride?
We need your help in this matter, Mr. Star, as quickly as possible. They can't be allowed to wander into unknown dangers up there and bring them back before it's too late.
Steady, Professor. It may not be as serious as that.
Well, of course it's serious. Out in space, anything might happen.
But if...
I can't help thinking how the Pegasus went out nearly 100 years ago and has never been heard of since. It could happen again.
Not if I can stop it, Professor Rankin.
I'm very sorry. I should try to hold on to academic calm, but it's not very easy.
The professor's daughter, Ilma, is one of those on the craft, Rocky.
Oh, I see.
The others are Governor Kramatz's son, Ivan, and Paul M. Steiberg, son of my assistant secretary.
I cannot understand how they could do such a foolhardy thing.
Space has a fascination for many people, Governor.
They obviously have no understanding of the dangers.
My son has made one trip to the moon.
Well, that's hardly training enough for travel in outer space.
They can't have understood what they were doing.
And to take off with valuable equipment, such as a spaceship, worth millions. It seems so stupid and useless to tell the Solar Council I am sorry, but what else can I say?
No, Governor Cromart, please forget that. Our main worry is to locate the ship and bring the youngsters back safely.
Can it be done, Mr. Starr?
I'll do my best, sir, but I'm afraid it's hardly the sort of thing that I can promise. Out in space, they could be anywhere.
Oh, the letter. Ivan Kramatz left behind a letter, Rocky.
Yes, I have forgotten. Here. Oh,
thank you.
You see what he says. They are going out to discover and see things for themselves.
Yes. Gentlemen, what's this about Ilma satisfying herself about Saturn?
My daughter was always fascinated by Saturn. Mm-hmm. It appears that they may be trying to go there.
But no one's ever reached Saturn.
There is another possibility. Paul Steiberg's father tells me Paul has been anxious to study solar radiation from Mars. Perhaps they've made for there.
But there's no mention of Mars here. What it says is, at least Ilma will satisfy herself about Saturn.
Saturn, the very edge of the solar system.
Hey, Mr. Starr, please, you will find them. You will bring them back.
I'll do my best, sir. I'm afraid that's all I can promise.
Well, thank you.
It's a great comfort. Now, we must not interfere with your preparations.
Yes, gentlemen, if you'll leave me to discuss details with Rocky Starr.
Yes, of course. If there's anything that we can do...
I'll let you know, Professor.
We are most grateful, Mr. Starr.
Goodbye, gentlemen. I'll get in touch with you later. Well, Rocky?
Well, sir, to find a runaway ship somewhere out in space, it's almost impossible.
The reference to Saturn does give you a course to follow.
Yes, but if they don't know anything about astronavigation, they might finish up anywhere. Has there been any attempt to contact them by microwave?
Yes, so far there's been no reply at all.
Worse than looking for a needle in a haystack.
Young Steiberg is pretty good at mathematics, I believe. It's quite possible he's computed the right course.
Well, I've got to do something to help them, somehow.
Perhaps if you can set a course for Saturn and use super radar...
I'll try. But it's going to be expensive, cruising around in space like that. Who's going to foot the bill?
Ah, the Solar Council.
Well, sir, I know important people are concerned, and... Well, I'm all for doing everything to help, but won't there be a scandal if the newspapers get to hear about this?
No, because we want to make it a journey of exploration as well.
Exploration? You want us to look out for new planets?
Something much more important than that. I'll tell you more when you're ready to leave.
Well, why the mystery?
I'm sorry, Rocky, but at the moment it's probably the most tremendous secret the world has ever known. All I can say is that for humanity, the thing we want you to look for must be found. How soon can you be ready to take off?
Well, the streak must have an overhaul, but I can have it done at top priority rate if you'll give me an authority, sir.
You have it.
All right, I'll radio it to Mitch, and we may be ready in 2 or 3 days' time.
Good man.
All I can think of is those inexperienced kids out in space.
Yes, I wonder how they feel about things now.
At that very moment, out in space, the stolen ship makes its lonely way. Inside on the control deck, Paul Steiberg has just struggled out of unconsciousness. Now he bends and shakes his companions.
Hey, you two. Wake up. Hey. Wake up, Ilmer. Ilmer, come on, wake up.
Go away. Sleepy.
Listen, we've been unconscious for hours.
Unconscious?
Yes, Earth's just a small globe away in the distance.
Earth? Oh, we're in space. Ivan, we're in space.
Well, he's still out to it.
Oh, I feel awful.
Me too. Space sickness.
I think I'm going to die. Oh, Paul. Paul.
No, it's all right, Elmer. It's all right.
No.
Listen, we've done it. Just concentrate on that. We got away with the ship, and now we're on our way.
But where?
We set the course before we took off, remember? Ilma, think. We're actually on our way to Mars.
At that very moment, Paul's face twists for a moment with space sickness, but he fights it down with a triumphant grin. On their way to Mars, and back on Earth, people think they're headed for Saturn. But what of their course? Have they set it accurately? And how can Rocky possibly find them? There is thrilling action ahead, so don't miss the next chapter of this exciting Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!